You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Check out this note from Victoria. She says, my husband and I have something that shouldn't be a big deal, but it has caused more than a few arguments since our daughter turned 13. She's at the age where she's starting to push boundaries and get into some trouble. So far, nothing terrible, but it's already such a change from how she used to be that we're wondering how bad it might get. Here's the issue. This is Victoria writing. I did a lot of stuff when I was 13 and 14, 15 and 16. I finally started to mature a little bit by the time I was 17. And by 20, I was okay. But for about 4 or 5 years, I caused my parents a lot of grief and heartache. I'm not proud of the things I did, but I own up to them. And here's the crux of her letter. I believe strongly that I should tell my daughter all of the things that I did as a way of letting her know that everyone gets into trouble. My husband thinks I'm crazy and that it will only, as he says, give her permission to go even further than she has. I believe we should be totally honest with our kids and let them know that their parents aren't perfect. So we're at a complete disagreement. I guess the question is, do you tell your kids about everything you did at their age or not?
Man, wow. You are kind of giving her the green light to go do whatever she wants because mommy did it.
No.
Give me the pot weed. Look, mommy did it.
How would a 13 or 14 year old see it any other way?
Oh, are you kidding? I was a 13 year old girl and my mom never told me about any of the stuff that she got into. But I still did of these gnarly things.
I get it. But I'm not saying that if you don't tell your kids that they won't get into their own trouble. But I tend to agree with Victoria's husband that if you're just volunteering, look at those. I had sex when I was 13. I was doing drugs at 14. How does a child interpret that any other way except, well, it was okay for mommy.
And they survived. They're happy now.
I think it's great to share because then you almost get on their level and then they trust you more and then they realize you can relate to them and you're being open and it would maybe make your relationship better and stronger moving forward.
So are you saying like, honey, I did these things and I'm telling you right now, it's not worth it. Don't do it.
Yeah, maybe not give up, you know, the cow, you know, the whole cow first. You know, you kind of keep some things in your back pocket.
Oh, so you are saying you don't tell them
just
everything.
Just a few things.
Well, you know, you tell them
about the drugs, not the sex.
Right, you wait to tell the shoplifting until you do the sex stories and then smoking after that.
You divvy them out a little at a time. And then there's I killed a man.
You gotta keep them wondering. You got to keep them wanting. Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if we did it. Might take more than five calls, but if we did a five call says it all with this question, do you tell your kids everything that you did when you were their age or a little older?
I'm sure we could get some very passionate calls about this.
Because we're talking about kids.
Kids and
Here's our number.
Pot weed.
Quit saying pot weed. So the question is, do you tell your kids about everything you did their age or not? Here's Deanna on the phone. Hi, Deanna.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think? Do you share everything?
No, I say no way. No way.
Why not?
Well, I'm an older parent. I got kids and you're a parent first and then let them, you know, guide them through. But I say save the stories for later. When you're older, you can share it. They can understand. But when they're growing up, no. I say keep those stories to yourself.
Yeah, be a hammer.
I promise you that too, you know. Something will happen and your mom will bust open the story. I'm like, Mom, no, don't say it.
You know? No way. Listen, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye.
See you later.
You know, when I was caught making out in the backyard with my boyfriend, my mom didn't like that either.
Here's Brooke. Hello, Brooke.
Hi.
What's your thought?
You know what? I was a kid that my mom told me things and I was, things weren't taboo. And I didn't have the temptation to do a lot of things because she shared a lot of her personal experiences, good and bad, and regrets. And we had open communication. And it did not make me want to go out and do those things.
You know, it's funny, and just playing devil's advocate, it's funny to me personally that people feel like if you don't tell your kids everything, you don't have, quote, open communication. And I don't think that that's true. I think you can have very open, but who says you have to tell them everything?
Well, I'm just saying that personally for me and my experience, I did not do a lot of things because I knew experiences that my mother had had. And right. for me, what'd it was do? A positive thing to know.
I got to know.
Well, you know, she grew up in the 70s. There were a lot of drugs back then. I know
there's a lot of drugs
lot
now.
Near misses. I knew that, you know, things that had happened to her and her friends as a result, things that she wished that never happened. I never did drugs.
Well, right. Listen, we got to move on. That's I appreciate good. Your thoughts. Thank you for sharing that, Brooke. Have a great day.
No problem. Thanks.
Okay, here comes Gina. Hello, Gina.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we've got one vote for don't share, another one for share. What do you say?
Absolutely not.
No.
At 13, they're not old enough to know anything about life. Life is not realistic to them, and they just don't need to know certain things. They'll find their own trouble. They're very good at finding trouble.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they're going to get into it no matter what. I mean, they're going to kind of do what they want, and whether your parents have done it or not, they still might do drugs.
Well,
they still
might
have the menage a trois.
I might agree with Brooke on a little bit that, you know, there are times when you do have to share something when a kid is feeling really bad and needs assurance, but it's not like your whole life story. Every once in a while you say, well, yeah, I did that.
You know what sucks now is your whole life story is documented. Like, I feel like as I'm moving, as I'm getting older, I have hard drives full of thousands of photos from partying and bar nights and friends, and later on, if my kids get a hold of those, they're going to kind of see my past and what kind of fun I had and the things I did. So it kind of sucks now because there's a digital record of everything, especially with Facebook, too.
And there's going to be even more of a digital record as the years go by. So,
Jeremy, a lot of times kids don't want to be like their mom and dad.
Oh, they'll want to be like me.
Oh, well, you think. I was
pretty badass, Chris.
Right.
Gina, thank you for calling.
Sweater vest at the Ozzy Osbourne concert.
I learned in academics, Chris. Watch out.
Do you have a picture of it?
Here's Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
All right. So what do you say?
I say tell them.
Everything?
My mom raised three teenage daughters. And we came out fine. She told us everything. She didn't hide anything. She didn't sugarcoat it. She told us everything. And I plan to do the same with my son.
Okay.
Yeah, they can relate to you.
All three of you were products of my mistakes.
Well, let me ask you one question. I want you to really ponder this for just a second, Katie. How do you know she told you everything?
Because we had confirmation from her sisters.
I know.
We were there doing it with her.
But not all your sisters, they're not joined at the hip. I mean, how do you know?
Well, there's witnesses there.
How do you know your mother told you everything she did?
Well, her military friends confirmed it. Her sisters confirmed it.
There's witnesses.
Your military friends and her sisters are confirming what they witnessed.
They witnessed a good bit. She was the one that got them into trouble for the most part.
Hey, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day today, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
Well, she was a leader.
I mean, do you see where I'm getting in there? I mean, how do you know? Those who say, my parents told me everything, you can never know.
Mm-mm. Oh, so you mean there's some juicy, horrible stories out there left untold?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.